What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Bill Rossetti back with you guys here as we are ending another week, and hope you guys are having a good week and getting ready for a fun weekend of football or whatever you're into. Yeah, baseball playoff chase is underway. Hockey preseason has started if you're into that. A lot of good stuff going on here. A lot of events here. Really like this time of year. A lot of good sporting events coming on. But certainly we're knee-deep in the NFL action. We, of course, have already started week 3 of the NFL season. And it started with the Jaguars getting their first win of the season over the Tennessee Titans 20-7. As Gardner Minshew just continues to grow his early legend, as it were. And, you know, what a story for him. Walked on to Troy, but couldn't make it there. Ended up going to JUCO. Comes back to Washington State. Gets drafted in the 6th round. And now here he is, performing well in place of the injured Nick Foles. So the Jaguars get their first win. And the Titans have now lost 2 straight. As that week 1 butt-whooping of the Browns just feels so long ago. They've now lost to the Colts and to the Jaguars. So, not only 2 straight, but now an 0-2 start in the division. But the focus now, of course, is week 3 on Sunday. And that, of course, includes the Panthers at 4:05 against the Arizona Cardinals. And the big story out of the Panthers right now obviously continues to be the injury report, namely the status of one Cam Newton. He once again did not practice on Thursday as he's dealing with that foot injury, and it is looking more and more likely that he will not go on Sunday and that it will indeed be Kyle Allen getting the start. There's no word yet on the Panthers practice report, but it's looks highly unlikely, unless some kind of magical ailment comes, we'll say, and Cam Newton is able to, say, fully practice and feels good. It's very unlikely that Cam Newton is going to play on Sunday. Friday, or today, of course, is the big day in terms of what his availability is going to be. Really, the rest of the injury report was basically the same as it was on Wednesday. Bruce Irvin continues to miss practice with a hamstring injury. Rashawn Golden is still out with the groin injury. K'Juan Short, again, the other headliner, really, of the 5 guys that missed practice. He also still did not practice Thursday with that shoulder injury. And offensive lineman Brandon Green was out with a neck injury. The only change to the injury report was tight end Greg Olsen, who was actually upgraded from a limited participant on Wednesday to a full participant on Thursday. So that's obviously a good sign for his chances to play on Sunday, and that would certainly help the offense and certainly help the confidence of Kyle Allen, giving him that good checkdown option with Greg Olsen if he has to go. So that was the only change. So again, Newton, Irvin, Golden, Short, and Green missed practice again on Thursday, so they have not practiced yet this week, while Greg Olsen was upgraded from a limited participant to a full participant on Thursday. As for the Arizona Cardinals, they actually added a little bit to their injury report, and there were some changes to some players. Namely, Larry Fitzgerald, not surprising, was a full participant on Thursday. Wednesday was just a rest day for him, but he was listed as non-injury related, but he was a full participant on Thursday, so we can obviously expect him to play. 3 players for the Cardinals missed practice again on Thursday after missing practice on Wednesday. That includes defensive end Jonathan Bullard dealing with a hamstring injury. Offensive lineman Lamont Galliard, who's listed with a knee injury, and inside linebacker Ezekiel Turner with hand and hamstring injuries. They both have not practiced Wednesday or Thursday. There were two players who did not practice Wednesday but were upgraded to a limited status on Thursday, again, not including Larry Fitzgerald, who was just a rest and was a full participant on Thursday. But two players who were listed with injuries but were limited on Thursday were inside linebacker Jordan Hicks with a groin injury and defensive tackle Corey Peters with a knee injury. And then Charles Clay, another player like Fitzgerald, who was listed non-injury related. He was limited on Wednesday, was a full participant on Thursday, and then running back David Johnson, listed with a wrist injury, but he has been a full participant both days so far. So that's the current injury report right now for the Arizona Cardinals. Again, we're just awaiting the results of Friday's practice and the official game statuses for these players. But again, the headline with the Panthers, at this point, do not expect Cam Newton to play on Sunday as he has yet to practice with that foot injury. So before we move on, of course, shout outs to our good to a couple of our good friends rather. First, our friends over at Peloton. Hey, are you struggling to find a workout that keeps you engaged? Well, Peloton is an immersive cardio experience with real-time features that will always keep you coming back. Get $100 off accessories when you purchase the Peloton bike and get a great cardio workout at home. Go to onepeloton.com and use the promo code LOCKED to get started. So again, that's onepeloton, P-E-L-O-T-O-N.com to get started. And our friends over at MyBookie. You know them, you love them. The great place to get your winnings, really, because they are the best. They've been a great supporter of us, and there's really no better way to make the games more interesting than betting on them. And remember that where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on, and MyBookie is the best in the business, because no one gives you more ways to win than they do, and they've also got the fastest payouts and better lines than any other sports book. Again, I wouldn't be telling you guys to bet with them if they weren't the best, so just do the smart thing. If you're going to bet this football season, do it with mybookie.ag, and if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, go ahead and try a parlay, and if all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. And no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of the year. Join now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account to activate your offer. So that's promo code LOCKEDON at MyBookie.ag. Visit them today because you play, you win, you get paid with MyBookie. One thing I do want to touch on, too, is, of course, we all have seen by now the walkout, as it were, head coach Ron Rivera walking out of his press conference after just a couple minutes, after he just continued to be bombarded by questions with Cam Newton, and obviously you could tell he was getting frustrated. So, in a way, it made the reporter's job easy because they didn't have many words to go back through when talking from him. But, I mean, let's face it. It obviously comes with the territory. You're the head coach. You're responsible for a lot of these questions. And we are talking about the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. The head player, the main player of the Carolina Panthers, of which Rivera is the head coach. You know, so is he getting a little feisty? You know, we'll see. You know, I can understand being tired of the same question, but again, that's the reporter's job to ask these questions and get these types of answers, you know, for fans like you guys, for the readers, listeners, the general public, really. That's what they're there to do. And especially in today's big world of fantasy football and gambling, you know, where a lot of money is riding on a lot of these games, they obviously want to know who, you know, who's going to play, if Cam Newton's going to be there. So they're pretty important questions. Obviously, by the end of the day today, I think we will be, you know, it'll be obviously official what's going to be the status. Again, we're still waiting for the official announcement of the practice report, and the, you know, who's going to be out there. But it is a little frustrating when you see reporters just simply trying to do their job, and the and Rivera just up and walk away. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. We're all human, but it's just unfortunate that that's the way it goes sometimes. So before we move on, one more shout-out of our old friends here at the Locked On Podcast Network. That's our friends, of course, over at BlueChew.com, where you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com, blue like the color blue, brings you the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready to go whenever that opportunity arises. Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So there's no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they are cheaper than a pharmacy. So right now we've got a special deal for you listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment for free when using the special promo code LOCKEDON. All you got to do is pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. So some final quick notes on Sunday's game, and just kind of touching on some of the things we talked about on the crossover. And if you haven't gotten a chance to see the crossover yet, go do that, because the three of us had a good time just kind of just posing questions to each other. It was a good time getting to talk to Alex and Bo, but really, like I said before, it's all about stopping Kyler Murray. It's figuring out a way to get him flustered, get him out of the pocket, get him moving. Got to stop Larry Fitzgerald. Obviously, there's a lot of weapons. And the way Alex and Bo were talking, this offensive line looks like it's been playing better. So the Panthers, that front seven has to improve, you know. And especially if they don't have K'Wan Short. That means guys like Kyle Love are really going to have to step up. And then obviously McCoy and Dontari Poe are going to have to step up. You may see Vernon Butler finally get activated after he's been inactive for the first two games, which just continues to show how disappointing he's been. And then that's obviously more because of the fact that he was a first-round pick, and he hasn't produced as a first-round pick. He's just been more of a rotational player, and now he's not even playing, and obviously he's not even on the injury report. He's just simply a healthy scratch, and he's been inactive. So these linemen really have to step up if Short can't go. These edge guys got to get up there. And then the secondary's just got to play better. The secondary has to play better. Trey Boston has been up and down. Bradbury was quiet in week two after an impressive week one. Dante Jackson has to continue to get better. There's a lot of room for improvement on this Panthers secondary. They somehow got to slow down this Cardinals offense. Otherwise, it could be a long day. And especially if Cam Newton can't go, then that's obviously a downgrade across the board on the offense with Kyle Allen out there. So Christian McCaffrey, he's just got to continue doing what he's doing because he may very well be the focal point of the offense yet again if Kyle Allen is out there. And he's just going to have to continue to shine. It's a tough challenge, you know, going on the road for the first time this season and going out west to Arizona. So it's a tough road, especially if Cam Newton can't go. That's why right now I'm concerned that they could be coming out of Arizona at 0-3. But if they can settle in, if they can find a way to slow down Kyler Murray, you know, if that defense can find a way to step up Sunday, then they can get that first win, because we know Arizona is not an overly dominant team. You know, they rallied in week one against the Lions, but that's really all the time you saw them perform well in that game was in the fourth quarter and in overtime. They were very quiet in those first three quarters before ultimately playing to a tie. And then, you know, they fought hard against the Ravens, but the Ravens in the end were just simply too talented for the Cardinals. This is more of a matchup now where the Cardinals are probably a little more evenly matched with their opponent and they're back home. So that's why I'm saying right now, I think the Cardinals win this game. But, you know, again, here's hoping the Panthers can kind of step up and just find a way to pull things out, find a way to overcome all this adversity, you know, show that the first 2 weeks were a fluke. Something's got to give here, because it just feels like this Panthers team should be in a much better position than they are right now. You know, I would have never thought, you know, again, maybe it was likely they would lose to the Rams, but you would have thought they'd put up a better performance against the Buccaneers. So hopefully those extra couple days of rest helped and they're able to, you know, get back at it. But it's not going to be easy on Sunday, to say the least. So those are kind of some just real quick final thoughts on this game. Again, it is, of course, Sunday, 4:05 on Fox, and it will be Dan Helly and Brady Quinn who will be on the call in Arizona. As Fox actually has a host of games this week, so a lot of work for the six games for them. Kevin Burkhardt and Charles Davis have Miami at Dallas. Tom Brenneman and Chris Spielman will have Detroit at Philadelphia. Chris Myers and Daryl Johnston calling Denver at Green Bay. Dick Stockton and Mark Schlereth will have Oakland at Minnesota. And then the two late games, Kenny Albert and both Barber brothers. I think that's the first time we've seen that. Rondé and Tiki Barber will both be on the call with Kenny Albert for the Giants against the Buccaneers. And then, again, like I said, Dan Helly and Brady Quinn have the call for Carolina at Arizona Sunday at 4:05. So that'll wrap it up. Might try to get on here tomorrow for the My Bookie picks. But as far as the Arizona talk, it's time to get on the field and just get at it. So hopefully they can pull it out, and we'll finally be talking about a win on Monday. If not, then, you know, so be it, I guess. But in any event, that's it. I'm going to wrap it up here. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And again, we'll try to get a podcast. It's possible. We'll try to get a MyBookie picks tomorrow. But if not, enjoy the game Sunday. And then we'll be back here on Monday to kind of wrap up the Arizona week and get set for week four, start preparing for the Houston Texans. So with that, I'm out of here. Thanks so much for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter at @Bill_Rossetti, and remember to follow the podcast wherever you get your, wherever you stream your favorite podcast. We are there. And until next time, keep it locked here on Locked On Panthers, And until next time, take care, my friends. We will see you soon.